brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Bible, New Testament.
弟兄姊妹们, 请我们翻开圣经新约,
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章,
let's read from verse 18 through 23.
从第18节到第23节。
Romans chapter 1, 18 through 23. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上, 就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里, 因为神已经给他们显明。
For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
自从造天地以来,神的永能和神性是明明可知的,虽然是眼不能见,但借着所造之物就可以晓得,叫人无可推诿。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
因为他们虽然知道神,却不当作神荣耀他,也不感谢他, 他们的思念变为虚妄,无知的心就昏暗了。Professing
to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明,反成了愚拙。And
exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in form of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。Now
I'd like you to point to back to verse 21.
我希望告诉大家那个重点是在21节。For
even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
So obviously, in the Bible, God tells us the reason why so many people don't believe in God because they lack of this grateful heart, the gratitude.
圣经告诉我们, 为什么这么多人不认识神的原因是因为他们没有感恩的心。
Let's turn to Luke.
我们再翻开路加福音,
chapter 11.
第11章。
I'm sorry, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, starting from verse 11.
路加福音第17章第11节。
Luke 17, verse 11. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee.
路加福音第17章第11节, 耶稣往耶路撒冷去, 经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at the distance met him.
进了一个村子, 有四个长大麻风的, 迎面而来, 远远地站着。
And they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
高声说, 耶稣夫子, 可怜我们吧。
When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourself to the priests. And as they were going, they were cleansed.
耶稣看见就对他们说,你们去,把身体给祭司查看,他们去的时候就接近了。Now
one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice.
那中有一个见自己已经好了,就回来大声归荣耀于神。And
he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan.
又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他, 这人是撒玛利亚人。
Then Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they?
耶稣说, 接近了的不是10个人吗? 那9个在哪里呢?
Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
除了这个外族人, 再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗?
And he said to him, Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well.
就对那人说, 起来走吧, 你的信救了你。
So today I'd like to share with you the subject of thanksgiving, subject of gratitude.
今天我愿意和大家一同来分享，就是关于感恩，充满感恩的信息。
So this is still in January. The one lesson that we can learn is to have this gratitude in our heart, being grateful toward God.
这对于我们来说是一个非常容易的普及的话题，就是我们要对神充满一个感恩的心。
So before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们有点祷告。
Father, out of your mercy and grace, you called us this morning to gather together before you.
主啊，实在是因着你的怜悯和恩典，把我们呼召在这里与你一同聚集。
Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity once again that we can hear your word.
主啊，实在是谢谢你给我们这样的机会，能够听你的话。
Because faith comes from the hearing of the word of Christ.
因为我们的信心来源于听见了你的话。
Father, we thank you because the word is spirit and is life to us.
我们实在感谢你，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
May your anointing be upon the speaker, the translator, and the hearers today.
巴不得你的恩膏能够临到讲的、翻译的和听的。
Open the eyes of our heart so we can see Christ through your word.
就开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们可以借着你的话看见你的儿子主。
And open our ears so we can hear life-giving voice of the Son of God.
然后也打开我们的眼睛、耳朵，使我们真是能够听到主来那么亲自的话语。
We pray such in Jesus' holy name.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣圣洁的名。Amen.
Amen. So today, I'd like to share this Luke 17. This is a passage from the Word of God.
今天我要一同来分享，路加福音这段神的话。
As we read, you know, this story actually tells us a perfect picture of salvation.
这个故事，当我们在读的时候，我们应该能够感觉到，这是讲到一个救恩的一个完整的一个画图画。
And the second half of this story tells us about the thanksgiving.
那么，这个故事的后半部分呢，是讲到一个感恩。
So thank God that not only it tells us a perfect picture of salvation, but also tells us that afterwards, after we receive salvation, that what kind of life we should live.
感谢神，他不光是告诉我们一个完整的救恩的图画，而且也告诉我们，当我们得到这个救恩以后，我们将怎么样一个好的生活。What
kind of person we should become?
我们应该成为一个什么样的人呢？
So let's read this, share this passage, and we pray that Holy Spirit will anoint our heart so we can understand, we can take it in, and to be the grace and life to us.
巴不得我们一同在分享这个故事的时候，圣灵能够帮助我们，能够把我们带入到这个故事里边去，能够真实明白其中的道理。This
story tells us Lord Jesus met 10 leprous men.
这故事首先告诉我们，耶稣遇见了10个长大麻风的人。So
we know that in the Bible that leprous person actually the leper itself stands for sin.
我们都知道，在圣经里面，大麻风乃是代表着罪。
because it shared the similar traits as sin. Because a leper is a contagious disease. It grows from small area and it can spread to whole body. And it's like a sin. Sin starts from a small thing. So you may start to just make a small lie. You may just lie a little things about something, and it will grow. All the politicians start with telling a small lie.
所有的那个政治家们常常开始的时候也是一个小的谎言而已。
And if a thief actually starts stealing a small thing, maybe just a couple of coins from his mother's purse.
一个偷窃者一开始的时候也可能只是偷他母亲的几个小钱而已。
Or a few dollars and here and there, just things from school, from his or her friends.
然后呢，就是可能一两块钱从他的朋友或者说学校里边偷窃。
But and then it will grow.
然后渐渐的就开始越来越多了。
And become a murderer, become a very bad person.
然后就变成了一个为那个偷窃而谋杀，甚至非常坏的人。
So it's like a leprosy.
就像大麻风一样的传染。
But also leprosy can spread to other people.
当然，那个大麻风还可以传染到别的人。
If other people come to in contact with you.
如果别的人也能够和你相接触的。
So it's like a sin.
就和罪是一样的。
Sin, if you commit a sin, Bible says not only those sinners love to sin, but also they like others to sin with them.
圣经告诉我们，那些犯罪了的人，不光自己喜欢罪，而且喜欢别人犯罪。
So here we see that the 10 leper men who met the Lord, actually it's a picture of sinners.
所以我们在这里看到，当大麻风的人遇见主的时候，就好像是罪人遇见了主。
And they raised their voice.
所以他们高声的呼喊。
Says, have mercy on us.
说怎么说呢？说可怜我们吧。
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
So, you see that this is a picture of that salvation, a starting, first step of salvation is the Holy Spirit revealed to us that we are sinners.
所以我们看到那个就蒙恩的第一步乃是圣灵在我们里面光照我们，让我们看到我们是个罪人。
Leprosy occurs on your skin.
那个大麻风从你的皮肤开始。
It's not like a cancer, it's inside of you. When it grows, you don't know.
不像癌症，癌症是在我们的里面发生的。当它里面生长出癌症出来，我们开始不知道。
Until it's too late.
但当你发现以后，已经太晚了。
But leprosy is things that we know.
但是那个大麻风呢，一开始我们就能够看得见。
So it tells that the Holy Spirit revealed it to us, and it become obvious to you that you are sinners.
就好像圣灵乃是启示我们，让我们非常明白的看见我们是一个罪人。
In the eyes of the Lord, that we are all lepers.
在主的眼里面，我们每个人都是长大麻风。
The problem is that we are in darkness.
但是问题是我们常常活在黑暗里面。 And
if totally dark, of course you cannot see.
当然，如果是完全的黑暗里面，我们是看不见什么东西的。So
here we see that the Holy Spirit have to work in our heart to open our eyes to see that we are all lepers, we are all sinners.
所以我们需要圣灵在我们的里面来开启我们，让我们看见我们每一个人都是罪人。
So today, I think this is the first portion of this Bible, this story, the Lord uses to encourage the gospel friends who haven't been saved, who want to know the truth, that we need to pray to the Lord, that may He open our eyes to see the true condition of ourselves.
所以这段故事一开始就让我们能够清楚看见啊，让我们让圣灵，如果我们需要明白，需要知道自己的罪的话，需要求圣灵来开启我们，让我们明白。
Once you see yourself as sinners, then you like them. You plead to the Lord, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me.
当我们发现我们是罪人的时候，我们就会向神祷告说，主耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
And Lord Jesus, so gracious, so merciful.
主耶稣总是那样的充满恩典，充满怜悯的。
So loving.
So 充满了慈爱的。
And he said to them, he says, that go and show yourself to the priest.
他怎么说呢？他说你们去，把身体给祭司查看。
You know, another thing for the leprosy is that they have to live in isolation. They're separate from all other people.
我们都知道，长大麻风的人有一个必须要被隔离的这个情形，他们必须要和外面的人相隔。
Even in a biblical time when this story occurred, or even today, if you become a leper, then you will live by yourself in the colony.Away from everybody else, away from your loved ones, away from this normal function of society, you'll be isolated and separated.
所以，如果你不管是你在圣经时代还是在今天，如果你是长了大麻风的话，你就必须要和人群隔开，无论是你所爱的人，还是这个社会一些正常运作的一些社会的团体，你都必须要与他们隔开。
And that's the what sin does to us.The sin separates us from God.
也就像罪一样的，他把我们从神那里分开了，隔开了。
Isolated us from God.
罪把我们从神与使我们与神隔绝。
So this leprosy, they stand afar. Here she says that they stood at distance, Madam.
所以我们在这里看见，那这个长大麻风的人迎面来的时候是远远的站着。
God told them, if you are a leper, then you have to cry out with the hand cover your mouth. I'm unclean. So people can avoid you.
就像圣经里面神所说的，如果你是长大麻风的人，你要说话必须要大声的说，因为你要用手那个挡住你的嘴唇，大声的说你是不接近的，不接近的。
Because anyone touches you will become unclean.
因为别人如果是碰到你的话，人家也便会。
You cannot enter into the temple to worship God when you are in your uncleanness.
因为如果你不接近的话，你就不能够进到殿中来敬拜神。
That's why the leprosy stands for sin.
所以说，为什么圣经里面那个大麻风代表着罪的意思？
You are cut off from the fellowship with God.
你和神的交通隔绝了，阻绝了。
But thank the Lord that Holy Spirit revealed to them that they are sinners, they are lepers, so they cry out to the Lord.
感谢神，就像圣灵的启示我们一样的，让这十个大麻风的人知道自己的罪，向神呼求。
Because Lord Jesus passed through the area.
当主耶稣正经过他们的时候，他们呼求。
See, that's opportunity they grasp.
所以就你看见了没有？他们发现到有这样的机会的时候，他们就抓住这样的机会。
If we have a gospel friends, you need to grab that opportunity today.
同样，我们中间的福音朋友们，你们需要来抓住这样的机会。
You will never be here again.
因为可能错过了这样的机会，你再就没有了。
You know how many people die today?
你知道今天有多少人死了吗？
Who think that they will have tomorrow?
他们还自以为说他们会有明天呢，突然就死了。
People pass away in all different ways.
很多人都在各种不同的情况下突然就死了。
You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be old. You can be young, vibrant.
你不需要病了，不需要还年纪大了才死。你可能还是很年轻的时候，还是很有活力的时候。
But because God never promised there is tomorrow.
因为神从来没有应许过每个人都有明天。
But God promises today is a day of salvation. This time, right now, this hour is a time of acceptance.
但神却告诉我们，就是今天，就在此刻，就是救恩可以领到。
So we need to grab this opportunity at this time lepers.
所以我们需要来抓住机会，就像这十个长大麻风的人一样。
and they see their sinners, and then they cried out to the Lord Jesus, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus didn't ask them to do anything. Let Jesus just say, go show yourself to the priest. Because you know the priest is examined if you have leprosy or not.
因为祭司的一个功用就是要来检查你是不是还有那个大麻风在。
Because they need to make decision if this person is fit for worshiping the God or enter into the temple of God, so that the responsibility to determine if a person has a leprosy or not lies in a priest.
所以祭司们他们有这样的责任，他们要来检查。
But thank God that as they were going, Bible says they were cleansed.
感谢神，当他们去找去查看的时候，他们就洁净了。
As they believed the word of the Lord, and they turned and they walked to the priest.
当他们信了主，告诉他们的话，然后他们转身去。
So Lord Jesus didn't do anything, just use his word. He told them, go to the priest, show yourself.
主耶稣并没有做什么大的事，他只是说你们去吧，把身体给祭司查看。
You see, as they are going, they were cleansed. See, the power of the word of the Lord.
他们去的时候就接近了，看见没有，真的神的话的那个门没有多好。
And they believe, they trust in the Lord.
而他们呢，却相信神所，相信主。
So that's why they are saved, they are cleansed.
因此他们就得救了，就接近了。See,
here you see the perfect picture of salvation.
在这里我们看见一个救恩的一个完美的图画。
All it takes for a person to be saved is to trust in the Lord, in what he said.
所我们所要能做的就是简简单单的信神的话，相信他所说的。
Lord Jesus says that whoever see me lift up in the cross, on the cross, will be saved.
主耶稣说，你们谁愿意得救的，就仰望那十字架。
Lord Jesus shed his precious blood, and we trust in his blood to cleanse all our sins, then we are saved.
主耶稣为我们流了宝血，当我们相信这个血的功效的时候，就能够使我们得救。
And Bible tells us that the Lord is the perfect Lamb of God, and He died. He came to die for us.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣是那个神完美的羔羊，他来是为我们而死。
And only Jesus is the Savior.
因为只有主是救主。
And He is Son of God. He came to save us.
耶稣是神的儿子，他来就是为了要救我们。And
if you believe this, then you'll be saved.
你相信这个，你就得救了。You
don't have to do anything.
你不需要做任何的事情。And
this because Lord Jesus has done all.
因为主耶稣已经做了所有一切为着我们。And
we believe and trust His word, then we'll be saved.
当我们相信并信靠他的话的时候，我们就得救了。God
so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believe shall never perish but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切所信的不至灭亡，得永生。
If you trust God's word, then you'll be saved now.
如果你相信神这句话，你就必然现在就得救。
As the story says, as they were going, that they were cleansed.
就像这故事里所讲的，当他们去的时候就洁净了。
See, this is the perfect picture of salvation.
这里我们再看见，这是何等完美的一个。
So I hope that if we have a gospel friends, maybe this year, the 8th year of your salvation. Many friends, they're with us for many years. Maybe this year to be the year of salvation to you. Maybe this month is the month of your salvation. Maybe it is this week, this Sunday, today is day of salvation for you.
这是这个星期，或者是今天，就是今天，星期天。 你就可以得救。
Don't let another day go by.
不要让再多过一天没有得没有。
Like these 10 lepers, they grasped opportunity when Lord Jesus was passing them by.
就像这十个长大麻风的人，他们抓住机会，当主耶稣从他们面前经过的时候。
Lord Jesus will not stay forever in that area.
因为主耶稣不会在那里等他们一辈子。
So, when we are here, then we need to grab the opportunity that God has given us.
所以当我们在这里聚集的时候，我们就抓住这样的机会，神所给我们的。
If we come here every Sunday, it's not coincidence.
我们每个星期来到这里不是一个简单的偶然。
Bible says that because God wants us to give us a time to repent.
因为圣经告诉我们，神给我们时间让我们悔改。
And there's no perfect salvation. I challenge you, compare all other religions. There's no perfect salvation as the Bible, the true living God gave it to us because He knows us.
我可以与大家有个这样的挑战在别的宗教里面你绝对找不到有这么完美的救恩的筹划，是这个真神给我们的。
That God Himself.Become man to be a perfect Lamb of God to offer Himself to be our sin sacrifice, cleanse all our sins.
神他自己作为神的羔羊来到地上成就了这个救赎，作为神除去了一切的罪。
So the salvation we see the perfect righteousness and perfect love meet together.
我们在这个救恩里面，我们看到一个完美的爱和完美的公义的结合。
So, thank the Lord that story doesn't end here.
感谢主，这个故事并没有在此就结束了。
And he said, now, one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice.
内中有一个人，当他看到他自己好了的时候，他就回转过来，大声归荣耀于神。
You see, here, there's one of them that he saw himself healed. And he just turned back. And he just come to the Lord Jesus and give thanks and glorify God with a loud voice.
看到没有？其中就有一个人自己看见，他看见自己好了，他就回来，来到主耶稣的面前，大声把荣耀归给神。
The first thing that he realized, he saw himself being healed.
首先一点啊，他看见自己已经好了。
He noticed that he was saved.
他知道他已经得救了。
See, this is a, if you're saved,
如果你得救了的话，
you will know.
你会知道的。
It's not hard for a person to know they're saved by grace of God.
对一个人来说，他是不是蒙恩得救了，是知道这件事情并不很难。
If you're not sure, then you want to come to the Lord. Don't ask us. Don't ask anybody else. Come to the Lord. He's living. He lives here. And come to the Lord. Ask Him, not us.
如果你还犹豫不确定的话，你必须要来问我们这些人，你直接去问神就行了，因为他就在我们的中间。
You know, we just confuse you.
因为我们给你的答案总是使你更糊涂。
Come to the Lord Jesus.
直接来到耶稣的面前。
And ask Him.
问他就好了。
To show His mercy on you.
让他把他的怜悯显给你看。
Plead to Him. To open your eyes to see that you are sinners.
祈求他让他开启你的眼睛，让你看见你是个罪人。
And absolutely, you cannot do anything to save yourself.
你不可能做任何你做不了，你不管是任何事情，你都救不了你自己的。
And then you believe in Him, then you will know that you are saved.
你只简简单单的相信他，你就会知道你的救了。
It's like leprosy. Leprosy is gone. How can you not know?
就像那个大麻风一样，病一样。当你洁净了的时候，当你被治愈的时候，你当然知道了。
So here's the first thing.Is that this person know that he is saved?
所以第一件事情，我们看见这个人，他知道他已经好了。
Maybe one of the reasons that many Christians are ungrateful because they really don't know they are saved or not. Or second reason could be that they forgot.
或者还有一个另第二个原因是因为他忘记了。And
this is what Peter says. You forgot that your sins are forgiven.
就像彼得所说的，你忘记了你的罪已经被赦免了。So
thank the Lord that every Sunday here we have communion, the breaking bread.
感谢主，我们每个星期天，每个主日，我们都在这里有擘饼的聚会。That
we can remember the Lord, what Lord Jesus has done for us.
使我们可以想起来，主耶稣为我们所做的一切事。And
once he realized that he was healed,
当他知道他自己已经好了，这个人的话,
he turned back.
他就回来,
he turned back from religion.
他从宗教里面出来,
from all the regulations, because he didn't go to see priests. He says, I don't need to go to see the priests anymore.
他没有回到那个祭司的面前，他不需要祭司了。
First thing first, that he want to go back to the Lord Jesus. You see how his heart filled with thanksgiving.
看见没有,他的心是充满了何等的感恩?
Because you can see that how he praised the Lord.
你看见他是怎么样来归荣耀于主的。
He come with a loud voice. He glorified God with a loud voice.
他用大声把荣耀归给神。There
are so many people around that place.
在那里我们都知道可能当时有很多的人。And
he also was a leprosy. He was a leper.
他曾经是一个大麻风的病人。Other
people may not know that he was healed.
别的人并不知道他可能已经痊愈了。But
he just laid all things aside.
他把所有的那些顾忌都放下。And
only thing he knows is that he needs to come to the Lord Jesus, thank him from his bottom of heart, in person.
他所知道的只有一件事情，就是这样，他要把他内心深处的感谢给他。So
he came with a loud voice.
所以他来了，他又大声的呼喊。And
he fell on his face.
然后就匍匐在。
And giving thanks to him.
You
see how beautiful the picture is?
看见这幅图画是何等的美丽?
Salvation does not end with when you are saved.
救恩不仅仅是止于我们的救而已。
Salvation should make us a person with a gratitude always in our heart.
救恩带来的结局就是使我们从一个知道感恩的人。
This is so important that we become grateful.
这是非常重要的，我们成为一个感恩的人。
We need to really praise the Lord, thank Him every day.
我们需要来赞美神，每一天感谢他。Every
time when we pray, we should thank Him.
每一次我们祷告，我们都应该要感谢他。Later
we're going to share that whenever the Bible says pray unceasingly, it always come with the word says with thanksgiving.
我们还会下面还会继续分享，但圣经告诉我们，每次要不停的祷，不住的祷告的时候，都是以感谢开始的。See,
we just read the pursuit of God, the young people. It says in the last chapter, we enjoyed the reading it. It says we should have aggressive faith, meaning that we should pray 1,000 times a day. And that means we give God thanks 1,000 times.
我们最近年轻青少年刚读过这个追求神这本书，我们都知道这本书的最后讲到我们每一天都要有。
So here we see this person filled with gratitude.
在这里我们看见这个人他充满了感恩。
And Lord Jesus replied that, you see, when there are 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they?
那么主耶稣是怎么回答的呢？他说洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个人在哪里呢？
Are you the one? Come back. Give thanks to the Lord. Or you are the one of the nine? Never come back.
你是那个回来把感谢归给神的吗？还是你是那九个人中的一个？
You know, in the Bible, there are certain sentences never finished.
我们都知道在圣经里面有的那个句子是没有完的。
And God said a sentence, but he stopped in the middle.
神讲了一句话还没讲完就停在中间了。
We know that one of the most famous one is in the chapter, Genesis chapter 3.
我们都知道最著名的一句话就是在创世纪第三章。
Lest they should reach their hands and to eat the tree of life. After we sin,
就是当他们伸手去吃那个生命树上的果子的时候，免得他们伸手吃生命树上的果子。
After they sin,
当他们犯罪以后，神说免得他们伸手去吃。
And that sentence never finished.
但那句话并没有完的。
And here we see another instance that, but the nine.And Lord never finished that. You can feel that his heart, he really loved to have living fellowship in love, with us.
在这里，同样的，主耶稣这句话似乎是没有完的。他说：“那九个人在哪里呢？”我们都知道，主渴慕者与这些得救的人有一个交深密切的交通。
This is the purpose of God.
这是神的原意。
Why he created us?
他就创造我们的目的是什么？
Is that to live in us, among us, that he could have this home, like a home within us, and have this sweet fellowship with us.
他的旨意乃是要住在我们的里面，住在我们的中间，和我们有一个亲密无间的交通。
That is the mystery. God's eternal purpose is a mystery.
这是个奥秘，我们都知道，神永远的旨意就是个奥秘。
So God knew that before we mentioned that God is so loving and merciful that he knew that nine would never return.
我们都知道，就像我们刚才读的，神是充满了怜悯和慈爱的，他知道那九个人不会回来的。
But he still healed them.
但他还是治愈了他们。
And Lord Jesus didn't say, because they didn't come back thank me, so you know that the leprosy will return to them.
主耶稣并没有说那九个人因为他们没有回来，所以那个大麻风要重新回到他们身上。
No.
主并没有这样说。
Bible says God's gift is irrevocable.
圣经告诉我们，神的工作是不会倒回来的。
So God will not take back His gift.
他给我们的，他就不会要回来。
See, God's so gracious.
神是如此的充满恩典。
So even though he knew,
即使他知道,
we are ungrateful bunch of people.
我们是如此的没有感恩的心,
he still loved to give gifts.
他仍然爱我们, 把恩赐, 恩典,
to all of us.
给我们所有的, 每一个。
So here, but God's heart is still longing for the fellowship.
但是我们这里看到神, 他渴慕着和我们有更密切的交通。
And the first step that we can come to the Lord,to have fellowship that we, in our heart, we are grateful for what he has done for us.
我们来到神的面前，首先要做的一件事情就是我们心里要带着感恩的心。
See, Bible tells us that as we read in Romans 1,
圣经告诉我们，就像我们刚才所读的罗马书第一章。
In Bible, there's no atheist.
在圣经里面没有无神论的。无神论者。
Because the Bible only have a fools, not the atheists.
圣经里面只有愚拙的人，没有那个。
In God's eyes,
无神论者。
In God's eyes, it's like ants. It says, "Oh, there's no Johan, no human beings." That's like, how can you argue with the ants? They're fools, right?
就像神神就像对我们就像。对我们对约就像那个对蚂蚁似的，你怎么知道没有我？
And the ants clawing on your skin, says, "Oh, there's no human beings." It's like, you know, it's because it's so small. It can see only two dimensions.
就像蚂蚁在我的手上爬啊，它所看到的只是二维空间，它不会知道我这个人的这个人的存在。
And she'll say, "Whoa, you said there's a human? Show it to us. Show him to me. I'll believe." My little ants, I'm right here.
蚂蚁啊，好像自己在彼此之间说，没有神，哪里有人呢、啊？人不在的。然后我就对他们说，你看我正在这儿，你就在我上面。
So distance between ants and us is far less than distance from us and God.
我们与蚂蚁之间那个距离啊，远远小于神和我们之间那个距离。
How can we say there's no God?
我们怎么可能这样敢断言说没有神呢
？Scientists tells us that all science based on 5% of knowledge.
科学家们告诉我们，所有的知识。只是基于我们所知道的5%的。
There's 95% of material in the universe we still don't know.
在宇宙中有95%的东西我们还是不知道。
And even today's law of physics can apply to that or not, we don't know. 90% the current law of physics.
Oh.
Whether they can be applied to the 90% of unknown.Is not known.
我们并不知道啊，今天的那些科物理学的原理能不能应用在这95%的事情上。
We need to be all, maybe all need to be revised.
也许需要彻底重新修正过。
How can we say there's no God?
我们凭着这点怎么可能断言说没有神啊
？It's like ancestors, there's no humans.
就像蚂蚁啊，在我们的皮肤是在我们身上说没有神人一样。
If you ask me where is God, God is right here.
你问我神在哪里呢？我会说神就在这儿，就在这里。
It's like I said to us ants on my skin. Where is Johan? I'm here.
就像那个蚂蚁在我的皮肤上爬，对彼此说 ，Johan 在哪里
？You are on my skin.
我就说我就在这里，你就在我的皮肤上。
We are living in His creation.
我们是。在生活在他的所造的中间。
So Bible says that they knew God. The question is this: they knew God, but did not honor Him as God, nor give thanks.
神是怎么样说？圣经是怎么样说的呢？说人明明知道有神，但是他们不把他当作神来敬拜，归荣耀给他。
You see, they knew God, but did not honor Him as God, nor give thanks.
看见没有？这是讲到说，他们虽然明明知道有神，但不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
You see, the honor him and the give thanks to him, being grateful just equal.
看到没有？这里想到说，荣耀神和感谢神这两件事情是相等的。
So because human beings become so ungrateful.
因为人类变得越来越没有感恩。
We are so self-centered.
我们都是变得自我中心的。
And
自私的。
Not only we can see ourselves, but we can see our children. That you have children, you always complain that they take everything that you give them for granted. They're never grateful.
不光是我们自己是如此，我们的下一代也是如此。你看到你有孩子，你会发觉到他们常常拿了，但他没有感谢的心。
So I think that's the reason why most of young people growing up in Christian families, once they entered college, they turned their back to God.
所以说你就看见很多基督徒的孩子们，他们长大了，进入了那个大学，他们就把背转移。
Not because of
背转向，转背向的。
Not because science proved there's no God.
并不是说他们所知道的科学证明神不存在。
It's because they're ungrateful. Their attitude has an issue.
而是他们的那个态度，他们没有一个感恩的心。
So I bought a book. It says, they are gone, meaning that young people they are gone from the faith.
那我买了一本书，这本书名叫做《他们离弃了他们的信仰》。
And Well, there's a lot of statistics, right? I think the Bible tells very clearly, because they grew up taking everything for granted, never being grateful.
当然里面有很多的统计数据告诉为什么，但是圣经非常简单，就告诉我们他们长大了，但是他们心中没有一个感恩的心。So
once I told one of my daughters, I said, if everything you have today, you strive, right, with the blood and sweat, and then I'll tell you, the decision you're making now will be totally different.
我常常我对我的女儿说，如果你今天所有的一切是用你的汗水努力而得来的话，那么你要做出的决定就和你就完全是另外的了。No
matter what decision you want to make, what school to go to, what fields, what everything, what friends you want to make, you know, the person you want to marry, or everything, your whole life will be changed, because a decision, life is a series of decisions you make, and if you are truly grateful for everything you receive from God, then your decision will be totally different.
我们都知道，我们的生活是充满了各种各样的决定的。如果你是有个感恩的心，你就会你所做出的每一件事情的决定，就会完全不同。It's
like a second generation of Israel. When the generation of the elders who knew God, they passed away, Bible tells us, and then the younger one generation rose up, they started to take every blessing from God for granted.
就像以色列人，他们第一代人，因为他们知道神，所以当这代的人过世以后，那下一代人兴起来，他们就把 他们从神那里所领受的一切的恩典和祝福，当成是自然而然的事。
They live in a land of flowing with the milk and honey.
他们虽然生活在牛奶与蜜的地方。
They don't have to invent the irrigation system because God sent the rain in its season for them to have abundant food for any fruits.
他们不需要去发明一些灌溉的装置来浇灌了地，因为神已经用雨丰丰富富的在那充满雨水，使那边充满了各种水果、蔬菜、菜蔬。And
they take this for granted. They're never grateful to all what God has given them.
他们把这一切都当作是自然而然的事，他们心里面完全没有感恩，向着神感谢他。
So you know the history that they turned their back on God.
所以我们都知道这个历史，最终的结局就是他们转背背向神。So
Bible tells us, now first, there's a thing that I'd like to share. It's the first thing is that Bible tells us, give thanks to God in everything is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
我有一个，第一点，诗歌是吧？No, okay.
So I have a 7 point to share from now. In regard to Thanksgiving, so first point is that giving thanks in everything is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
我现在有七点要分享吧，其中的第一点呢，就是神对我们的旨意，就是要让我们凡事谢恩。So
1 Thessalonians 5:18 it says.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章第18节这样说。It
says, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
第五章的第18节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。So
if this is God's will, so sometimes we know that most often ask questions from God's children is, what is God's will for me?
我们都常知道，神的儿女常常问这样的问题，神向我的旨意是什么？
So I know a father who studied in seminary, And one day, she also served the churches around that area. I said, well, you're so busy. You need to study, and then you need to serve on Sundays. And he said, oh, you know, I prepared 10 messages. So I go to all these different churches. I have these 10 messages, and I share. So it can give me a lot of, time to prepare something else. I said, whoa, what is the number one message people like to ask you to preach? He says, the Word of God.
有一个我认识一位读神学的人，他在附近也在各个附近的教会做一些那个服事。那么他呢，常常去各个地方教会讲道。我就问他，你怎么忙？你怎么样准备这些事呢？他说，我预备了诗篇的道来分别在各个教会来讲。那么第一篇道是什么呢？就是要讲。第一篇道我问他，第一篇道是什么呢？他说，第一篇道就是神的话。
The word of God, the will, 神的旨意。 So, if we want to know God's will for us, then I think the first thing is to thank God for everything you have already.
所以神，我们需要知道的就是第一件事情就是，不管我们做什么，我们首先要来感谢神。If
you truly thank God for everything you have, for your parents, for school you have, for everything, I'm going to tell you that you will not, first thing, apply for schools in California. What is the point of apply school in California?
如果神，你如果你知道神所给你的一切的事情，你的父亲，你的学校，所有的一切，是神给你的话，你就不会去申请加州的学校。申请加州学校干什么？
You want to study, there's the best school, a lot of good schools in East Coast, in New Jersey.
你知道在东岸有很多很多非常好的最好的学校在新泽西附近。
So you want to know God's will, let's start with give thanks in everything.
所以我们需要知道神的旨意，首先第一点就是我们要凡事感恩。
There's a hymn, 715. It says, count your blessings and name them one by one.
有一首诗歌就是715首说, 要数算主的恩典, 每一件都要数算。
Yeah, and the name each one of blessings that you receive already. And then, so it says, count blessings and name them one by one.
诗歌里面说, 你要数算神的恩典, 一件一件的。
God's will is very easy to know.
神的旨意其实是很容易明白的。
It is yourself confuse you.
是你自己糊涂了。
No matter what circumstance we are in, I use the young people as an example, but apply to all of us.
我虽然常常以年轻人作为例子，但是其实也适用我们每一个人。
That we need to count our blessings.
我们需要每次都要常常来数算恩典。So
it says, in everything, give thanks, and this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，这乃是神在基督耶稣里给我们的旨意。Now,
the second thing that we would like to share is this.
第二件我要分享的是什么呢?
That we need, when we give thanks, that is, the Bible said, it is the fruit of our lips.
圣经告诉我们，当我们感恩，乃是我们嘴唇所结的果子。So
in Hebrew 13, verse 15,
在希伯来书第13章第15节,
it says, through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips. That give thanks to His name.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。So
here it says, offer up continually a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name.
常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Yeah, so here NASB translate that confess to give thanks to His name.
在这里哈, 美国那个标准版啊，翻译这个 confess 就承认呢，翻译成 give thanks 就是感恩归感谢。
But if you read other translation, other good translation, they'll say confess that confess his name.
那么其他的比较好的那些翻译呢，它是这样翻译说，那个是承认 confess 是承认。
So why NASB translated confess into give thanks?
为什么在美国标准版把这个承认翻译成感恩呢？
So what do you mean by confess his name?
那么承认他的名是什么意思？
In everything you want to confess his name, what does that mean?
凡事你要承认他的名是什么意思？
I think it actually means give thanks.
其实的意思就是要感恩感谢。
If we give thanks in everything, it means that we confess his name.
我们当把凡事谢恩，那么就意味着我们要承认。
You see, that's how I did it in my work. When I'm at work, I want to confess Lord's name. So what do I do? I say grace. I give thanks at the meal, at the lunch. For every lunch that I have, that I'll say grace.
我自己的例子哈，我无论是在工作的时候，我把所有的事情都归。 我们要会都感谢神，我在吃饭的时候，我们都要谢饭祷告。
If my colleagues invite me for lunch, then I'll tell them that, can I say grace before I eat my lunch? And they'll say yes. They will not bother you. So that's the way I confess God's name, to the in my workplace.
那么我的同事，我们一起出去吃饭的时候呢，我会对同事讲说，请允许我要做谢饭祷告。他同事总是说可以的，你做吧，因为我觉得这是我向人表现出我在这里谢饭祷告乃是要承认主的名。And
this is the from our heart. We want to thank him, whatever we do.
这乃是从我们内心发出来的。我们不管做什么，我们都要感谢他。
And that's why this word says, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise.
在这里，乃是说常常以颂赞为祭。
You see that this language is a language to describe the work of the priest.
你注意到没有，这里的用的词语的那个词哈，都应该是祭司应该做的事。
So all Christians, your children of God, we are all priests of God.
我们所有的基督徒，我们神的儿女，其实我们都是神的祭司。
So it says continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name.
所以这里说，以颂赞为祭啊，献给神，这时候呢，承认主之名，人嘴唇的果子。
And there's another place talk about our lips, how we speak. That shows a gratitude in our heart.
另外，圣经有个地方也告诉我们怎么样用我们的嘴唇来显出那个感谢。
That's in Colossians.
在哥罗西书。
Yeah, Colossians 4:6.
第四章第六节。
It says here. Colossians 4:6. It says, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person.
哥罗西书第四章第六节，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道。
So here it has a word says that let your speech always be with grace.
在这里，你的言语要常常带着和气，和气的意思就是恩典。
So what is the name grace? Grace in English has the two words, gracious and grateful.
这里这个和气哈，中文翻成和气，实际上英文应该是grace，是恩典。那么恩典是什么意思呢？恩典有两个方面啊，其中一个方面就是要充满，就满有恩典，就是要好像施恩；另一方面就是要感谢，就是受了恩典要grateful，就是要有感恩。
So gracious means to give.
那么施恩的意思就是要给出恩典。
Right, so you give gifts to others without expecting return. So that's called gracious.
那么施恩什么意思呢？就是说你把东西、把一些礼物给别人，并不是希望别人给你回报。
So another word, be grateful, means that the, on the recipient side of this grace, that gift, then we should give thanks. That's what it means.
在另外一面呢，这个感恩的意思就是，当你接受了别人给你的礼物的时候，你应该带着一个感谢的心去感谢对方。
So being grateful also a form of giving, right? You give thanks.
那么感恩的意思其实也是给出，你是把感谢给别人。
Once you receive the grace or blessing from God, from others.
当你从神那里领受了恩典，或者从别人那得到了礼物，你应该表现出感恩的心。
So this grace, being gracious and be grateful, is all it part of a grace. It's the two sides of grace.
所以说，施恩的或者说是感恩的，都是讲到恩典的两个方面，都是恩典的一部分。
A person is very grateful for everything he received, and is also the same person who will be gracious to others' need.
一个人如果是一个充满感恩的人，往往他也是一个善乐于施恩的人，往往乐于好施舍。Because
it all comes from the same grace.
因为都是来自于恩典。So
here said in our speech, we should always be with grace.
所以这里讲到说，我们的言语要常常带着恩典。Meaning
we should always have this the attitude when we speak to give people patience, our care, our love, our understanding.
也就是说，我们在这里跟别人在讲话的时候，总是要充满了怜慈爱、理解和谦虚。And
give them support.
然后给他们关心和给他们帮助。
Or when we speak to them, to anyone, that we should have the heart of being grateful. That is that always try to find a place thinking about how to thank them.
同样的，我们当和别人讲话的时候，我们也应该充满着感恩的心，总是在言语之间知道别人有什么东西我们需要感谢。
I think the best place to exercise this is start from home.
我们都知道，最容易来练习这件事情的，就是在人的家里面。
Between the spouses.
Between夫妻之间，尤其是。
So we should always use when we speak to our spouse, the husband wife, we should always speak with the grace.
当我们和我们的配偶，无论是妻子也好，丈夫的话，我们讲话总是要带着恩典。
It's very opposite to what happened naturally.
而这是和我们人的天然性格是相反的。
We use the worst kind of words to speak to our spouse.
往往我们对我们配偶讲话，总是用最尖酸刻薄的言语。
If you look at a person, it's very gentle, but don't be fooled by the outward appearance.
也许你觉得有一个人非常的温和温柔，但是千万小心不要被他的外表所迷惑了。We should
reserve judgment after we hear what they say to his wife or the wife's saying, you know, the speech to his husband, her husband.
我们不要这么快的就说决定这个人如何如何，除非我们听见了他对他的丈夫或者是对他的妻子。
And we should really exercise this really at home.
所以我们在家里面，我们要来学习怎么样来做，来练习做好。
Yeah, so my wife always told me that, you know, by words that's not kind, not gracious, without grace. He always quote this verse.
我的妻子在家里面就常常对我这样说，我的话语没有那个恩典，没有感恩在里面。
So maybe this year, all husbands, they will learn how to say anything with grace to our spouse.
我太太她常常用这句话来对付我，所以今年我们需要来学习怎么样来。
Marriage life actually built on grace.
我们就知道，婚姻的生活乃是基于恩典。
Hollywood movies try to tell us, something opposite.
我们知道好莱坞的电影常常告诉我们的是别的。
It's not built on the chemistry between the lovers or the sight, you know, falling in love, you know, at the first sight.
并不是基于并不是基于那个不是基于那个一见钟情，不是基于那个彼此之间的那个化学反应，或者说一见钟情。
It's actually built on the grace.
而是基于恩典的。
So the Chinese we say, 恩爱夫妻，恩爱。It's a grace and love.
就像那个中文所说的那个恩爱的夫妻，那个恩。
So it's built on this grace.
是基于恩典的。
No matter how beautiful your wife is, that will be gone.
不管你的妻子也许一开始多么的美丽，但是很快就会没了。
So sight cannot be relied on.
所以我们的那个眼目那个眼目的东西是不会持久的。
And so we see that the good marriage is built on the foundation of grace.
所以我们都知道一个好的婚姻乃是基于恩典。
Always think of something that you should thank your wife for.
想一想有什么事情你总是可以感谢你的妻子的。
Always think of something that you can give your support and love unconditionally.
总是想一想有什么事情你可以完全无条件的来感谢。
And another place, maybe just one other point that we can share because time constraint is that Bible tells us that when we pray, God likes us to pray. When we pray, it's three different places. It always comes with thanksgiving.
也许时间的缘故，我再多讲一点，再讲一点，就是无论我们什么时候在祷告的时候有三处都告诉我们，我们都应该以感谢开始。
So in if you look at Colossians 4 verse 2, it says, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
第四章第二节, right?
Yes.
第四章第二节,
Colossians.
哥罗西书第四章第二节, 你们要恒切祷告, 在此警醒感恩。
So here it says, keeping alert in it and with the thanksgiving, with the attitude of thanksgiving.
在这里要，这里讲到说，我们祷告的时候要在此警醒，要感恩。
Yeah, so it says, devote yourself to prayer.
在恒切祷告的时候，你应该这样做。
And then it's First Thessalonians 5.
那么帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
So when we just quoted the 18, right, in everything give thanks, the previous verse, it says pray without ceasing.
那么在提上罗家前书第五章的我们刚才已经讲了第十八节，那么之前的节第十七节他是怎么说的，要不住的祷告。
So pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
所以整句话应该是不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
So you see that when God tells us to pray, to encourage us to pray, and Holy Spirit always inspires us, says, always have this gratitude in our heart when we pray.
所以你看到没有，当我们祷告的时候，圣灵总是在我们心里面来引导我们，首先一开始就是要充满一个感恩的心。
So it says, pray without ceasing, so constantly pray.
我们要恒切的祷告，要不住的谢。
Devote yourself to prayer. I mentioned before that the book, The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer, in the last 10th message, it tells us about we need to have the aggressive faith.
那么我们都知道，我们前面刚刚讲到，那个我们在读那个陶书的那个寻求渴慕神这本书的时候，最后告诉我们总是要
with an aggressive faith.
要有一个非常强力的信心.
And then he says we should pray 1,000 times a day.
他告诉我们要每一天要有一千次的祷告，祷告。
Prayer. So that means because the Bible tells us that whenever we pray, that we should have this thanksgiving, with the thanksgiving in our heart.
那么圣经又告诉我们说，每一次祷告的时候，我们都应该有一个感恩的心。
So we just quote the two verses. Now the third place, I think everybody very familiar with this, is in Philippians chapter 4:6.
那么我们刚刚已经讲了两段的经文讲到这个。那么第三段第三节的经文呢，乃是在腓立比书第四章啊，这我们非常熟悉的。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第四章第六、第七节，应当以无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐，出人意外的平安，在基督耶稣里面保守你们。So
here it tells us that the everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
在这里是怎么讲的呢？只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。God
loves us to come to Him. And if we have need, God loves us to tell Him that.
因为神非常乐意我们来到他的面前，把我们的需要告诉他。But
we need to pray, make our request be known to God with thanksgiving in our heart.
我们在祷告的时候，我们要带着感恩，把我们所要的告诉神。So
my time is up actually, but I just want to mention this one last thing. Is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. You should read that. In there, it tells us that thanksgiving, the grace of the Lord doesn't stop at just giving thanks, but actually share in giving.
我们时间已经到了，我想最后我要分享一点，就是在哥林多后书第八章，讲到我们在感恩的时候，我们不光是要感谢，我们还要去分享，去交通。
So it tells us that how God manifests His grace to the churches at Macedonian.
他就讲到说，在马其顿教会，神是怎么样让他的恩典能够扩展开来。And
this Macedonian churches, they're even though so poor, but they show their willingness to give to the poor saints in Jerusalem.
马其顿教会虽然他们是自己非常的贫穷，他们还是把他们乐捐的恩能够。
They are not rich.
他们更贫穷,
but because of they receive the grace from the gracious God,
他们从神那里得到, 那个得到丰富的恩典，从神赐给他们的。
They show how grateful they are by giving generously out of their deep poverty, Bible says, to the saints, to the poor saints in Jerusalem.
他们因为从神那里得到满有的恩典，所以即使他们在极穷之间，还把格外的那个乐捐，显给那个耶路撒冷。So
if we are really grateful for God, what God has given us, then we should write the checks.
如果我们真是对神的事情，神所给我们的恩典是充满了感恩的话，那么我们就应该写欠。
Because that's out of grace of God.
这是从神的恩典里面出来的。
So again, if we are truly grateful, then we'll be gracious to others.
当我们是真是充满感恩的心的话，我们就会有一个乐于施舍、施恩的心。
And I like this word because of their testimony of this grace of God. And then this Bible says the cause more abundantly, cause overflowing of thanksgiving toward God.
圣经告诉我们，因着他们如此的那个如此的乐捐的心使他们的这个恩格外的显出满足来，能够流出来。
Yes, and then I end with this verse. This is the last verse of chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians. I really love this verse. It says, Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
第九章第
十五节。
哥林多后书第九章第十五节最后哈，感谢神，我非常喜欢这节圣经。因他有赎尽的恩赐。
He said, Thanks be to God.For his indescribable gift.
在这里他怎么说？他说要感谢神，因为他有数不尽的恩赐。
I wish really the Lord will show his grace and make us a person with a grateful heart.
我们真是感谢神啊，他怜悯我们，他恩待我们，使我们成为一个。充满有感恩的人。
And let's become a person who count the blessing of the Lord and name them one by one.
使我们能够能够常常数算神的恩典，一件一件的数算。
We don't have time to sing that hymn 715, but you can sing it at home.
我们没有时间再去唱那首诗歌715首，你就在家里面来唱。
And see that how God has blessed us. Let's be grateful.
使我们成为一个蛮人。
Like this leper who was healed by the Lord, who came back, and who fell face down and praised the Lord with a loud voice.
就像那个长大麻风的那个人被治愈了，然后回来匍匐面匍匐在地，大声的把赞美和感谢归给神。
So salvation doesn't end with we're being saved.
我们的救恩不止于，不是仅仅停止于我们得救而已。
It should transform us into a person of gratitude.
而是要使我们成为一个充满了感恩的人。
In everything, give thanks to the Lord.
凡事感恩归荣耀给神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your indescribable gift.
父王，我们感谢你为你那数不尽的恩典。
May the Holy Spirit and grow in us a grateful heart.
愿意圣灵在我们里面，使我们渐渐的有一个感恩的心。
So we will never turn our back to the Lord.
使我们不背转向神，背离神。
In Jesus' holy name, we pray.
奉耶稣圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.